Welcome to Belly Flop, where you either make a splash, an ass out of yourself, or both. I am Alex.
And I'm CW. Welcome to the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Belly Flop. This is CW.
And this is Alex.
Coming to you from a slightly cool studio. Of course, Alex is always cool in the studio.
Yes, so you know.
Winter I'm or freezing. Summer.
I am currently freezing because CW is cold.
Yeah, it actually
it's not cool. That bad to me today, so which is weird. But he's cold, and I'm not.
I'm in shorts and a polo, and you're in jeans.
I do have jeans on. Well, I literally...
It's only like 87 degrees outside.
I got home, and I was going to change clothes before I came over. And I like took my belt off, and I started to take my pants off. And I was like, I looked at my watch, which tells me the temperature outside. And I was like, 73? C-Dub's house will be cold. Left the pant, put the belt back on, just decided I wasn't changing.
You see, I would have just left the belt off and just...
Nope, can't do that.
Came anyway.
Can't do that.
But I was going to say I'm not going to judge your appearance, but we know that's a lie.
What's there to judge? Come on. Have jeans. And no-show socks. Hmm? And everything matches. Gray socks, gray belt. My blue watch and blue wallet do not match my shirt that has green on it, though.
I feel like you just answered your own question for me, but thank you.
Well, you know, gray shirt.
It's a work shirt. You're using the blue to get a little contrast.
That's right. Blue and green go together.
Yours
is neon.
Like neon yellow green.
With a blue. Is that a blue face?
No, it's black. Like it's white. It's just got like a blue tint like to it.
The back.
Oh, that's gray.
Is it gray? Black. Like dark gray, black?
Yeah.
The light in here.
Yeah. Well, Garmin does this fun thing where like they put metal on the side, on the outer sides of it, and then the inside is...
Gotcha.
Like a polymer. For the price, they should probably just make it all metal and go about their day.
You bought it still.
It's old.
You still bought it.
And...
You didn't care if it was metal or bomb.
No. I did not. I mean, after a while, these things, like smartwatches and AirPods, like I have a pair of AirPods, like they're the OG ones. And like they literally stay charged for like...
The batteries last?
15 minutes.
Oh, they don't last. Yes, yeah. The old stuff sucks.
Yeah, it's like the batteries have been charged and recharged so much, like they're dead.
That happens.
I mean, you can make it through like 2 or 3 Pornhub videos and they're dead.
Well, that's not enough to find what you want.
No. Like you really can't put them on until you found your content.
Yeah, but you got to have the sound sometimes to find your content.
Yeah, true. It's like Russian roulette. But you don't want them to go dead in the middle of your content.
Yeah, it just ruins the vibe.
Then you're like, wait, are my neighbors outside?
It clicks over to your Bose speaker in your living room.
It breaks up the whole surround sound, yeah, in the living room.
That's a thought.
As the only person without kids on the street, I feel like that's...
That would be hilarious. That would be funny. I would laugh about that story.
You would laugh.
I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, I'm sure there's no way it hasn't.
Imagine like being like married, you're trying to do that somewhere in like another room where everybody's asleep, and then it does that. That would be worse.
Have you seen the videos on like TikTok where it's like, I'm so glad the Uber driver paused his porn to pick me up, and it, you know, like cars will say like what you're
listening to,
but it'll be paused and it would have like the video name.
Yes. That's kind of funny. I've not seen this because I'm not on TikTok.
Well, I mean, Instagram and then
TikTok. Haven't seen
them
on Reels either.
Reels and TikTok are basically the same thing.
They're the same thing.
Do you kind of have TikTok now? I don't make TikToks.
Slippery slope.
Oh, I easily see how people sit there for hours.
Oh, it happens with Reels. Sometime you're on a run. That's when you get like 40 messages in a row. I'm just on a run of
like,
good ones.
Is it like you today? Yeah. Because I was sending them.
Yes.
This is the winner. This is the winner.
Some of them are hilarious. Some of them are probably not as funny as I thought they were, but I laugh way too damn hard not to share.
I was going to say, normally if I laugh at them, they go.
There have been a few I've literally like laughed hard. And then I keep watching it.
No, like watch
the one
it again.
We shared. The one that we shared on the belly flop page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one's too good.
Staying alive.
Oh, that one was good. That one was good.
Oh, the joys of social media.
We got to get in that game.
So I'm back on Facebook.
Are
you? You know, I...
took a hiatus.
I took a hiatus for Lent, and then I kind of... Okay, I secretly enjoyed not having it because...
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, there's no, like, drama. There, like, I did not miss any of that shit. And then I logged into my MyFitnessPal because I was logged out when the app updated or something. Did not dawn on me. It was linked to my Facebook.
So you had to use your Facebook login.
So by logging in to my MyFitnessPal with my Facebook login, it reactivated my Facebook.
Oh, so you just yawn and caused me to yawn.
So I'm now back on Facebook.
Did you actually get on it?
Yes. And I immediately have regretted it, thinking this is why.
You gave it up.
I gave it up.
Well, did you get to catch up on anything good?
I learned everyone's political opinions again.
Which is nobody.
This time it's about a very the hot topic issue of the day, which I'm not going to comment on.
Yes.
That. So, and then I'm like, oh, hey, that's a fun old throwback picture of me from 12 years ago.
Yep.
And then that was about the extent I really.
Well, there's been some, I guess I've been on Instagram too, but memes about this, not even memes, just clips from the trial. But this.
Oh, Amber.
Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
I mean, this is like fiasco. Cost him some money.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, it came out today that like he, like they are developing a Pirates movie without him.
Yeah, yeah, he's out. But like, he seems to be the victim in all this from what I've seen. I mean,
he's definitely lost the...
Public opinion?
I don't know if he's lost public opinion
or not. I don't
really
know what's happening. All I know is she apparently shit in his bed and beat him up. Which is sad to both things. Yeah. But some of the clips coming from the trial are quite hilarious.
Yeah, and it's like trying to do that way to. It's like rich people problems.
Oh, yeah. She shit in my bed.
Shit in my bed on $1,000 sheets or sheets that are thousands of dollars.
I'd still be mad if she shit in my bed on my $25 sheets from Walmart. I don't think it's going to matter.
But it's just like, this is like rich people shit. And granted, like, she definitely has cost him income. I mean, Disney dropped him.
Is he the defendant?
Well, previously, no.
Sorry.
She made, from what I know, and if I'm wrong.
We don't give a shit.
Basically. So, guilty.
Let's be honest.
So. Basically, from what I can like understand, comprehend, have paid attention to, she made, during their divorce, kind of like an accusation saying that he was abusive.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of recall that.
And like it was like she went on to say that like she was donating X amount of dollars to a charity from her divorce settlement and her movie proceeds because she was in Aquaman.
Okay.
And... Yeah, anyway, I saw all this. Then she like divorced him, married or started dating Elon Musk for a while.
Wait, what happened to his person that he had the X12 baby name thing with?
Who, Johnny Depp?
Elon Musk.
Oh no, that's after Amber.
Okay, got it. So this has been rolling for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they've been like divorced for a while.
Okay, gotcha.
So like anyway, they divorced, and she never really said.
She insinuated.
Yes, she kind of put it out there that he was abusive. Well, basically, Disney put him on hold, and Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts. He was supposed to play a character in it, and they dropped him. Entirely just dropped him.
Hmm.
And so he sued her back for, this is what, he sued her for defamation.
Okay, and that's where we are?
Yeah, that's where we are.
Okay. From the clips I've seen, he's winning.
And she countersued him.
Of course.
For $100 million. For like emotional distress or whatever.
Mm. Rich people.
But it's just bringing up, like,
all the
she time. Made like $7 million from Aquaman or something, which I'm like, I don't even know who the hell you are. How did you make $7 million?
I don't know who she is either.
Like the only thing I know her from is being married to Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And now I know her as the lady who shit in the bed.
Was that like a one, like what? I don't know why this is such a big deal.
I don't know. I would have to pay attention to this.
Was she drunk and she shit in the bed? Did she literally just get pissed at him and just take a shit on his bed?
I think from what, like, all the memes are saying, and granted, it could just be completely off. Like
it happened often.
She was mad.
Okay.
That's one way to get back at you. Took a shit in the bed. But I mean, if you have 13 fucking bedrooms in your house, you just go to the next one.
Burn it.
I mean, unless you've had Chipotle, you're not making it to every bedroom. I mean, it's just...
Well, it could have been that problem.
I mean, it could be that way.
That might be worse.
No spicy sauce. I mean,
it's not like he had to clean it up. He paid somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure there were... Yeah.
But it's just some of the trial things, like, they were like, well, you would say you're bigger than Amber, right? And he's like, not necessarily. Yeah. And then her face is just like, just.
Yeah, her face, and granted, all I've seen are
The clips, which who knows? They could be cropped. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Clipped, cut, all that stuff.
Edited. I think they should be at this point, but.
But like, her attorney's objecting to his own questions.
It's just like,
and shit.
Yeah, and it's still going on.
That's hilarious.
The only people who are winning in this are both of their lawyers.
Yeah, the attorneys are the winners.
Because they're making money. But then it like came out like she was donating all this money from her Aquaman proceeds. And then so, but like Johnny Depp's people have just been calling everybody like, oh, hey, did she ever pay you what she promised you she was going to pay?
And
she's, like, she's paid like less than a tenth.
Yeah, that happens. They will dig through the
of what she pledged. And I'm just like, and the last payment came from Elon Musk.
Oh, that kind of baby, that kind of friend.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they were together for that was her rebound. Because he wasn't the world's richest man yet, so.
Yeah, but he's still rich.
Oh yeah.
This is crazy. Rich people.
Rich people problems.
Extremely rich people problems.
This should be the new podcast. Rich people problems.
Is there not one?
There probably is, and I just.
Trademark.
If there isn't, there should be.
What is the other word? Patent, trademark.
Patent, trademark.
Don't steal. Or do. Get yourself a podcast. Anchor.com.
Yeah. Not sponsored.
Anymore. Well, yeah, I really haven't paid any attention to it. I haven't watched any TV except baseball.
Well.
I did watch Blow the other night, speaking of Johnny Depp. I forgot about that movie, and I was scrolling through, might have been Netflix.
Yeah.
Yep. Watched Blow.
Okay, so, you know, I think we talked about it on the podcast, I watched The Morning Show.
Yes.
First season.
Yes.
And did you watch it? No?
I did watch first season.
So.
Started second season.
One of the girls at work called me, because I told her she needed to watch it. She signed up for Apple TV, and I said, you need to watch The Morning Show, and you need to watch Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
And so she called me and she said, okay, I need you to watch season two because I need someone to talk about it with.
So did you watch it?
I can't really see the TV that well.
Sure, your eyes fucked up.
So I'm like, okay, you're going to need to give me like a couple days. And I'm like, well, what episode are you on? And she's like, season two, episode 8. And I'm like, how? It's an hour episode, everyone.
Binge.
Yeah. She's like, literally, I just sit, watch TV.
Vegetation.
I'm like, I can't do that.
I tried to do that night, but I haven't been able to stay awake either. I think I talked about it last time.
I've been going to bed like a champ.
Passing out. I was at the baseball field from 9:30 to 5:15 yesterday.
So if anyone is wondering why we are kind of pushing these back till Tuesday now, Sunday baseball has taken up a significant chunk.
Yeah, the travel ball stuff.
Travel ball stuff.
On Sundays. So.
We're making some slight adjustments when needed.
If necessary.
Because I think yesterday...
I was just exhausted.
You were tired.
I'd have done it.
I'd been out in the backyard
doing some shit. But like, I took a shower and I was like, I don't want to do anything.
We've all had those moments.
Yeah. I've been going since 9:30. Well, since I woke up, but I was just tired. But I don't know where we're going.
We were just
talking about not watching TV.
Rabbit hole. Watching TV. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. So I feel like Margot Robbie has kind of become like the it girl of Hollywood. She's gonna be in. For anyone who doesn't know who Margot Robbie is, I will give you the reference because Alex is looking at me like I am.
No, Wolf of Wall Street.
It was the Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that scene where she's in the bedroom floor, in the kids' room.
Yep. Head on his. Foot on his forehead.
Anyone who has watched that movie, I don't know who that was. Who's Margot Robbie? That's Margot Robbie.
She's been in a lot of things.
She was in. What's the I don't know, the comic books with the Joker.
Oh yeah, she was Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, yeah. I could not think of the name. I could picture it.
DC, Marvel, but, DC,
sure.
DC Universe, Batman, Superman.
Definitely not my.
What the fuck? The Squad, something Squad.
Suicide Squad.
That's it. Boom. Got it. We figured it out.
Yes.
Hey, and it wasn't me. It wasn't me this time, people.
It just took the. It just took the power of two minds combined.
Yes, she was Harley Quinn.
She's Harley Quinn. She's gonna play Barbie.
I can see it.
But okay, I did see a thing that said the Barbie Girl song is not going to be in the Barbie movie.
Well, probably.
But I feel like you could probably work that in somewhere.
Yeah, but I think that song had some connotations that they probably don't want in the movie.
Well, you just got to get like a little sound bites of it in there. You don't have to get the full thing. Or, I don't know, but... I don't know what the Barbie movie is going to even be about. Is it going to be a kids movie? Is it going to be softcore?
I mean, they have no privates.
I mean...
They have no parts.
Yes.
How are they going to make it softcore? I guess it'd be like the old HBO.
But I mean, it's not going to. But it's going to be like she's going to be in the movie. So I don't know if it's going to be like animated or
live
CGI
action.
Or whatever. Or
live action.
Live action Barbie, because then we get to see her and Ken in the Dreamhouse doing their thing.
What are they? Yeah, what's it going to. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the premise
is. I mean, there's
the
a lot of Barbie shows, so it might follow along with one of those.
Maybe. Possibly. I have no idea.
Yeah, there's Barbie shows out
but
there.
But she's also going to be replacing Johnny Depp as. The lead character in the next Pirates movie.
The fuck?
Yeah. Jerry Bruckheimer, the director, producer, all that,
yeah.
Came out, I think it was today, and said that they have developed a script.
To make it work.
For Margot Robbie to replace Johnny Depp.
She's hot. I'll watch it.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't go see it. Although, I don't remember seeing all of the Pirates movies to begin with.
They're on TV a lot.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. The character's hilarious.
I mean,
He's like a drunken sailor. He's hilarious.
But I don't remember.
I feel like that's just Johnny's character no matter what.
I think that's just him.
And I call him Johnny like I know him. I
don't, like your besties?
Yeah. It's Mr. Depp's character. get a
You will be respectful. Mr. Shitty McSheets.
Oh. Interesting. That's interesting, though, that she's going to replace him.
Yes.
If that's real.
But I feel like just like when you've been scrolling like Apple News or whatever your news source is, please don't say Facebook, that it's like, oh, this is Margot Robbie. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is just like her moment. You know, I feel like a lot of the, like, you know, the Hollywood... People have like moments where they're in like everything under the sun.
Oh yeah, they go through that.
Yeah,
your chair is squeaky.
Chair is squeaky.
I watched something else the other day. Oh, I tried to watch Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Oh, with Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
I've never watched it. I had no clue what it was, but when Kanye's ex, Julia Fox.
Sure.
She's in Uncut Gems. You heard the soundbite from... Yeah. You heard the soundbite from the Call Her Daddy podcast?
No.
Uncut Gems. You've never heard that? Like no. It was all over social media?
No.
Okay.
I haven't heard it.
Like, it was, like, literally...
Everywhere?
She talked it. Yes, it was everywhere.
I didn't see it. I didn't hear it.
Because it came out, like, she did a video with a blonde girl, call her daddy. Is it Alex?
Alex? Or is she the one that left?
No. I don't know. No, it's Alex.
Alex is the one still there.
And she did an interview, and she was Kanye's girlfriend. She was the immediately after Kim.
She was the rebound.
Yeah. But she
didn't
was like,
help, apparently.
But it came out with her, like, she came out and said that she was a sex worker in her past.
Oh, damn.
Like, she was in movies. She was someone's muse for Uncut Gems. Like, just all this stuff. And I'm like...
And she was the director. That was actually in, like, I read, like, a little, just a synopsis. And it said, like, whoever's muse also played this character. I'm like...
Yeah.
That's how she got the part.
But then, like, whenever she... I had never heard of her before she started dating Kanye. But obviously that movie was made before she dated Kanye.
I'd never heard of her until... The other day when I watched the movie.
And, yeah, so now she's... Have you seen the memes where the girl has, like, the super thick, like, eye makeup that, like, it's like all black? You're looking at me like I'm retarded. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Ignore that word. That's a bad word. But you're just looking at me like I've lost my mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will send you memes.
Yeah, send me memes. We'll see if I know this. I don't know that I know this.
But, like, they made a special Instagram filter.
Just for this person?
Just for this person.
For her?
Yeah.
Something Fox?
Yeah. Julia Fox?
Julia? All I know is... Was she the... In Uncut Gems, was she the wife or
the girlfriend? I've never watched it.
Because one's old, one's not. It's probably not the wife.
I have...
It's probably the girlfriend.
Never heard. It's gonna... Let's get on this mobile computer device in my hand.
The movie is just kind of like, I don't know. It's apparently based on somewhat true story. True events.
Okay.
But I don't really know if that's true. Because you know how they go with that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't make it all the way through. I got to a point and I'm like, all right, what the fuck happened so I can go to bed? So I IMDb'd it, got to finish, turned it off.
I IMDb'd it.
Yeah. Seemed like it was like when I read it, it was a very anticlimactic end for me, and I was like, okay, I'm good. I don't know.
Okay, she mentioned that she was writer director Josh Safdie's muse for that movie. She also mentioned that she was kind of being Kanye's muse at the time.
Shit didn't work.
Yeah. But yeah, so
I don't know. I like Adam Sandler, but he was like praised like his best work yet because like. Drama or something. I don't know. I didn't like it.
I've never watched it.
Don't.
But I do enjoy the memes with her in it. I don't know. I'll give her credit. She came out and said she was a sex worker, dominatrix type.
I got a job on a movie because I slept with the director. I'm still semi-famous because I slept with Kanye.
Here we are.
Here we are. Whatever works.
Yeah. Oh, Call Her Daddy was on a roll. I don't know. They moved to Spotify.
They moved to
now.
Spotify, so I don't listen to it.
A lot of their videos or a lot of their podcasts have been video format lately. I mean, obviously you can choose.
On the tube or on Spotify. Spotify only. Everything.
Video too? Yeah, for $80 million.
Oh yeah, I don't blame them.
For $80 million.
They want to give me like a couple $1,000. I'll go Spotify only.
You go 10 digits.
Yeah. Spotify only. For sure.
For $500, we will only go on Spotify.
All we got to do is turn off the Apple.
Yeah. For $500.
I need a little more than that. If you look at our listener base.
Okay. $750.
$550.
For $525.01.
We're doing it. No.
Gone. But she had Julia Fox on when Julia Fox was like the peak like of her
career
celebrity. I don't know.
Her 15 minutes of fame.
I don't know who the hell she was. Well, anyway. But she also had the girl with the Netflix special.
Eliza?
Well, I feel like you're reciting the cast of Frozen at this point.
What we just talked about? That's Elsa.
No,
I think she's the blonde.
Anna.
Anna.
Delvaney. The one who committed fraud on, like, City.
Anything Anna.
Yeah.
Started trying to watch that.
I haven't started it yet.
Made it about 15 minutes in.
But she had her from prison.
Oh, she actually talked to the lady.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the girl that played her in that show is the girl from Ozarks.
Maybe. Possibly.
I don't know.
I've never watched Ozarks.
Rose?
And after hearing everyone talk about the ending of Ozark, I'm not sure I want to watch it.
Watch the movie or the show. Watch them all. It's good. The last episode is still good. I needed some more closure in my life. That's just how the shit goes.
I mean, life. None of these shows.
Nobody gets closure. Nobody gets closure. It's life.
I mean, hell, okay.
I've moved on. I'm over it.
Seinfeld ended with them, like, literally in a jail cell and then just cut away. That was it.
Fucking watched it.
Well, I mean, it was kind of before.
Never thought it was that funny.
But my time of really giving a shit about TV.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in time, I was too busy watching.
I was in, like, high school.
Urkel.
In elementary school.
And,
It came out, like, I don't know, like 93 or something.
Yeah. I guess before I gave a shit about TV.
I was watching, like,
Power Rangers.
Yeah, what's the Beast Wars? Is that the name? I think we talked about this before back when we did the cartoon episode way back early days of this.
Oh, yeah, back in the early podcast.
Beast Wars, days. It was like animal Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Beast Wars. I think we figured that out back then. Anyway, that's what I was watching in 1993.
I remember watching like the ABC. They had TGIF.
TGIF?
Yeah.
That's when Urkel was
on. And it had Urkel, which was... What's the name of Urkel?
Steve Urkel?
No, I mean,
Family Matters.
Oh, yeah. Then it had...
Belt around the waist.
90s are back. 90s are back.
Hey, man. Urkel. And then like later on in the episodes, he had his like
Stefan Urkel.
Stefan, yeah, who is Studley apparently.
Does he have a cannabis company now?
Probably. Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It had that show. It had like Step by Step.
Yes. Is that the one that had like the almost Step by Step?
The uncle cousin lived in the van out in the driveway. And then it was like a meshed family. Blonde.
Okay,
lady.
Like Susan.
Flo. Yes. Susan something. The Flo on the dude.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy. That's it. And then the kids. The hot daughter. Whatever her name
was.
There
was like Boy Meets World. Was that on?
Boy Meets World was on there with Tamara.
Yeah.
And whatever his fucking name was. What's his name?
Corey. Yeah.
And the teacher. What the fuck his name?
I can see the face.
You wanted to say Belding.
I
started the B, and I was like, nope. I was going to say wrong school. wrong show.
Wrong show. Wrong.
Anyway. And there was another show on there, too, that was always on Friday nights. They need to bring that shit.
Full House.
Are you going through the list? You found it?
Yeah, I found it.
TGIF.
There's, I said, TGIF shows.
Mm-hmm.
Family Matters.
Got it.
Urkel.
Full House. In there? Okay, we didn't talk about that one.
Excuse me. This was early. It says Perfect Strangers.
Heard of it, never seen it.
That was... I feel like I may have watched that, but I don't know. Boy Meets World.
Got it.
Step by Step.
Got it.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Got it.
This one's a classic that died too soon. Dinosaurs.
Oh.
Not the mama. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, man. I don't even remember that show. But.
Oh, I remember it because it had Holly Robinson Pete in it.
Don't know who that is.
Going Places?
Yeah, that was on for a little bit. Some of those that didn't last very long.
Sister.
All with Maui and Tamara.
Yeah.
Or Tia.
Tia
Maori.
And Tamara. Yeah.
Tia and... What? The sisters.
Yes. Sorry, I started reading an article.
Come on, where are we
two
at?
Two of a Kind?
I don't remember that one.
It was an attempt to capitalize on the mega popularity of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Was it Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen?
Yes. Apparently. I don't know.
I don't remember that show.
Aliens in the Family?
I don't remember that one. Earth, Third Rock from the Sun, was that on there?
No, that was also a good show.
That was on CBS, maybe. It's on Nick at Night
now. Okay, the rest of these don't really...
We're getting past our prime of watching this show. Because my parents, like, that was like our thing on Friday night. You get pizza and watch TGIF.
That's what you did.
And then on like Sunday nights, we would watch Rescue 911. Do you remember that show?
Rescue 911. No.
It was like recreations of like real emergencies. It's actually back, I think.
I think that may have been the start of the true crime.
It was Rescue 911, but like it was like parents made us watch it just to like learn all the shit that could happen.
Did you ever watch the first 48?
I have. Like as an
adult. I never watched it as a kid. But when we were in Boston, like started watching the first 48. And then I fell asleep before
everybody else.
It finished because I was dead. And I woke up and I'm like, okay, what happened to Brandy?
Do we figure it out?
Who did it? Because, I mean, I was like...
That was the one that they followed real detectives, right?
Yeah.
The first 48, they followed real detectives for the first 48 hours of a crime and see if they can solve it. Because that's like the most important time.
90% of crimes are solved in the first 48.
Jessica, we used to watch that shit all the time. Lieutenant Kinda, homicide detective. Have you seen that one?
Uh-huh.
It's like this... badass lieutenant from like the 70s, 60s, 70s that just like narrates all his cases. And they like reenact him.
Oh.
It's interesting.
Let's look that up.
And of course, the character that plays him is like this handsome dude, and then they'll cut to him. And you're like, I don't know about that, man. Don't think that's you.
Don't you love those though? Like, you see, like, Anytime it's based on real people. The little disclaimer at the bottom of the screen, this is a reenactment of an actual event.
They still do that.
Or whatever. And it's like, oh. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, but still.
Detective.
Get somebody that looks like
Wayne or whatever. And then like it shoots like Detective Wayne. You're like, whoo, Detective Wayne's about.
Age didn't help him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Lieutenant Kinda is.
Detective Wayne has lived a hard life.
K-E-N-D-A. Anyway, these are our movie, our TV buff, which apparently a lot of people like that kind of fucking show.
Yeah.
Especially the women.
They like the true crime shows. Trying to figure
out how to get away with it.
Like the true crime podcasts.
How can we get away with all of these things?
Yes.
What not to do.
What not to do. Oh, I literally tell some people... that if your food tastes a little too salty, quit eating it. Your wife is watching TV.
Oh.
They know.
Yeah. How did we even get on this fucking show? Murder show. We're talking about...
We were like ABC family sitcom, and now we're back to the first 48. What else was the other shows back in the day?
We had Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes.
Which, I can't even remember the characters. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
John Lithgow.
Lithgow was the main character, right?
Yeah.
Who was the crazy, like the weird one? The fuck's his name?
Oh.
Looked weird, like just weird. And then the woman, the big tall lady.
Yes.
Who played like an Amazon lady in another show. I can't think of the movie, but... Oh, dude, Where's My Car? She was in that. Amazon. I think she was one of the Amazon. No. I don't remember.
Wow, okay. I was looking at some of the writers from that show. Kristen Johnson is the one that...
The tall girl?
Yeah. And French Stewart.
French, that's it. Anyway. Yeah. So that was one that we used to... I mean, that was always on. My dad loved that show.
Yeah, that was... It was a good show.
It was a hit for a while. It's been on like Nick at Night. Or
really?
Cozy or something. Whatever. Fuck. One of the channels I got at night. When you're going to bed. That's what's on.
I do remember watching Nick at Night all the time. But I remember watching.
Back then, Nick at Night was like.
It was like Beaver. 60s.
Yeah, it was like Leave It to Beaver.
So I remember watching like.
Shit like that.
Dragnet with my grandmother.
MASH.
Yeah.
Leave It to Beaver, Dragnet, all those old school shows.
Hitchcock would come on every so often.
Now Nick at Night is literally just like Friends.
Yeah.
I remember when Jessica and I started dating, she'd always like turn Nick at Night on the TV when she went to bed. And it was The Cosby Show, which was a hit show back then. The Cosby Show.
That went away quick.
Rerun stopped real fast.
They all lost money on him.
Yeah. I don't know of any other. I'm trying to think of any other like shows that I actually like watched.
I just Googled 90s sitcoms.
Oh, no. Here we go. What we got? We already talked about some. You can skip those.
Home Improvement.
Oh, I used to rush home from school to watch that one.
Oh, that used to
be. Get my homework done because it came on like 4 and 4:30.
Yeah.
It was probably on TGI. It was probably on late at one point, but I always got to watch it.
I think ABC had all the good shows back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I still watch. I love watching that show when it's on. Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Blossom. Fuck, never watched that. I never watched that, but I remember every girl at school had those stupid hats.
Yeah, that was about that, like, yeah.
Dinosaurs. Yeah, that 70s show was a 90s sitcom?
Yes, set in the 70s, which they're getting ready to remake it, by the way.
Set in the 90s?
I just heard the other day. Red is back and the wife is back. I don't know how. I don't know what they're going to do. They're just
remaking. They're just back?
Yeah.
Boy Meets World?
Yep. We were talking about that one.
Do-do-do-do-do.
What the fuck was the teacher's name?
Mr.
Feeny.
Yes. Boom.
Got it. Brain work.
Full House. Took a while. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Have you watched the new...
There's a new one?
Remake, kind of.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
No.
It's on the cock.
I don't have... I do not have a subscription to Peacock.
And the only... For everyone who wonders about Alex and his mastery of the English language... He caught that, and
I'm trying to think of shows. There was one, I just had one, and now I forgot. You're probably going to say it next. That everybody watched growing up.
Married with Children?
Oh, Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Alf.
Remember Alf? I remember Alf.
Early 90s. I had a sleeping bag that was Alf.
Oh, yeah. I used to love some Alf. Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell, yeah. College Years.
The Wonder Years.
Wonder Years, yeah.
Oh, some of these are bringing up, like, these I never really watched because I think I was too young. Strangers with Candy.
I remember it,
but was it on comedy? Was it Comedy Central?
Yeah, I know the show. I couldn't tell you anything about it. I know the name.
And then The Nanny.
That's on Nick at Night a lot, too.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher.
I do occasionally turn that on if I see it. Just because
it's I don't know. It's,
yeah.
It's lighthearted comedy.
So I'm here to reveal a deep, dark secret. I've never really watched Friends.
You know, I mean, I watched it on Nick at Night.
Like, aside from...
And I've seen, like, every episode like now.
10 episodes, maybe?
Yeah. I've seen them all now.
Yeah.
They get kind of old.
Yeah.
Like, people who rewatch it all the time, I'm forced to because it's on Nick at Night. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're just really annoying.
I can see that. So one show that I love.
But these were shows that used to come on in like the afternoon. Like Friends was like an afternoon show. It wasn't a late night show.
No, it used to be back in the day.
Like the show started at like 4 o'clock.
Like as soon as you like home from work time, basically.
Yeah. Shows started playing.
They started playing.
Yeah. Because your news was prime time.
Yeah. Like that was... And I think sitcoms were a thing then. I mean,
they're huge hits.
It's like streaming. Everything's streaming.
There's still one we haven't mentioned, and I can't fucking remember.
One that I loved. I still love. I just never watched it. I never see it. Frasier.
I never watched it.
And apparently it was a spinoff of Cheers. I never really watched Cheers, but I liked Frasier.
I never watched Cheers either.
Mad About or You.
Frasier. Yeah.
I remember watching it, but
I'm trying to...
Oh, this is Spin fuck? City.
I never watched it. Will and Grace?
Oh, Alex and Will and Grace.
Yep. Well, there's another. That's not the one I was thinking of.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That one's okay.
I never really
cared for some of the shows, some of them are hit or miss.
Steve Harvey. Oh. Moesha.
Fucking never watched it.
I never watched it.
Why does my brain suck?
Clarissa explains. Oh, we're getting into some Nickelodeon.
Man. Pete and Pete. Hey, dude.
King of Queens.
King of Queens on Nick at Night a lot too. Or one of not. They're not all on Nick at Night. People. They're just on TV at night.
Night Court.
Never watch it.
Dharma and Greg.
Never watched
it. I remember that being on that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Watch it.
Who's the Boss?
I remember that one, but not...
Roseanne.
Like Mork and Mindy. Roseanne's on all the time, too. Mork and Mindy. That was before us. That was like 80s. Most of these started in the 80s.
Oh, but I feel like, yeah.
There is one, there is one we are just leaving out, and people are going to... They probably know what I'm trying to say. I just can't think of it.
So I've transitioned to Nickelodeon.
That's fine. But anyway...
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Pete and Pete. Clarissa explains it all. What's the one where she could, like, turn into the gel? Alex. Alex something. Fuck.
I have.
She would turn into, like, a liquid, like a. Shit in the thermometer. Like, what the fuck is it called?
I have no. Mercury.
Mercury. Mercury, yeah. Alex something.
Is it Alex Mercury?
No. Maybe.
That'd be too easy. Yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Are you Googling?
I'm on the Wikipedia here.
Nickelodeon, Alex, or somebody out there knows.
Okay, were they not bringing back Legends of the Hidden Temple?
They were supposed to be.
Did COVID take that away from us?
Sorry, I'm trying to spell Nickelodeon. Alex... Why did it choose Apex? Alex Mack. The Secret World of Alex Mack. That's it. She would turn into like the fucking whatever it's called.
Mercury.
Yeah, something. Experimental chemical. She would turn into a blob of goo. Anyway. That's all I know. There's one I can't fucking remember the name of that I know we have left off this list.
You're going to think of it randomly?
Probably, randomly. But anyway. I'm out.
Like you've mentally exhausted yourself today?
Fucking show, and I'll never think of it.
The best part is that we actually have covered nothing we planned on covering today.
Zero. I still have the two things pulled up that we were going to talk about.
Yeah. Next week. Next time.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our 90s sitcom reboot.
Really, it was just a hash down memory lane with a little splash of some bedroom shitting, and here we are.
Oh, Amber Heard.
Rich people problems.
I'm never going to hear the end of that one.
Oh, there'll be the next celebrity scandal of someone who took a dump on someone else's bed while they were in it.
I mean, was he in it?
I don't know.
I don't know the scoop.
I feel like that would be a better story.
Yeah.
I mean,
who cares?
Thought she couldn't get settled.
They're fucking rich people.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, have a great week.
Yep.
Take it easy.
See ya.
See you next time.